Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul so you can live all those big dreams that are in your heart. This show is all about soul. It's about your soul and how to lit that fire. And we could not have a better guest because today we have such an amazing woman, Danielle Laporte, and she's going to talk about her upcoming book, The Fire Starting Session, a soulful and practical guide to creating success on your own terms. And Danielle is going to shine the light on the deeply inherent good stuff that you have to give. And there is plenty of it, according to Danielle. And to quote her, it all comes down to this. You become a trailblazer by virtue of being your genuine self. It's that simple and that profound. That's what Danielle will talk about with us. So stay tuned to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We're live each Wednesday, 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. So let's talk about Danielle. Danielle Laporte, she's the outspoken author of the forthcoming book, The Fire Starting Sessions, a soulful and practical guide for creating success on your own terms. Danielle is a business strategist, an inspirational speaker. She's the creator of the Spark Kit, a digital experience for entrepreneurs. She's the co-author of Your Big Beautiful Book Plan. To date, over 1 million readers have visited DanielleLaporte.com, which is the best place online for kick-ass spirituality. I love that. Danielle has been featured in Elle, in Body and Soul, in The Vogue Australia, in Better Homes and Gardens, Globe and Mail, The National Post, The Huffington Post, Entertainment Tonight, USA Today, Businessweek.com. And she was a news show commentator for CBC. And she is a former director of the Washington, D.C. think tank, where she managed a team of analysts studying global trends for the likes of the Pentagon and the World Bank. Well, Danielle is simply amazing, but there's more to come. A list of the top 10 blogs by women that might change your life describes Danielle like this. And this is, I think, the most best description of her. Danielle is confidently contrarian, feminine, decisive, and creative. She combines spirituality with sound business principles. She has an e-program, a line of chic, minimalist note cards. She gives coaching sessions for $1,000 a pop. She is listed, ranked, and quoted. And at the core of her success is her ability to write. And she writes beautifully, lustfully, poignantly, and she's quite possibly the most talented and insightful writer publishing on the web. Well, I can tell you, I read her book and it blew me away. Welcome, Danielle.
Good morning. Hello.
Well, I think, you know, I like that expression, like kick-ass spirituality, and I definitely think you're the queen of that. And as I said, your book the Fire Starting Session, a soulful and practical guide to creating success on your own terms. I absolutely loved it. I loved your boldness. I loved the way it's so practical and deeply soulful. And I would say to anyone who's listening, you know, it gives so many insights, no matter where you are in your dream, at any point. This book does give you a big kick in the butt to be bigger and think bigger. But let's have Danielle talk about it. Danielle, I always ask all my guests on the show, as the first question, like, what happens when you have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, and at some point in your life you open that door and you say goodbye to your small self and you say hello to that fire in your soul? Can you recall, like, a moment in your life when that happened?
There's been a couple, and, you know, really it happens every day. I have to say, you know, yes to what I'm feeling called to do, what I feel most inspired to do. It really is, you know, there's that belief that if you're married, you need to, you know, renew your commitment every day. And I think that same spirit is there for renewing your commitment to be your full self. So there's a daily sort of rhythm of that, daily call. You know, a big moment for me was when I'd founded a company before I'd started with DanielleLaporte.com and moved into this whole sort of creative theme of the Firestarter sessions. Yeah. I had an online media company, and we raised lots of money, and we wrote a book, and Oprah called, and we were in lots of magazines, and it was all very glamorous. And I set that up as an incorporation, and I got fired from my own company. And that was, you know, brought me to my knees, of course. But at the same time, even on all the betrayal and the drama that was that, there was this clarity within me that said, yes, you know, finally, this is it. This is liberation. And that was the moment I vowed, like, I will never dummy down ever again. I will not be quiet. I will say, ask and say whatever I want on my very own website, my own color palette, and make money in a way that works for me, that's meaningful, that's fierce and compassionate. And that was it. There was no denying the call anymore. It was like my fire was going to, it was burning a hole in my life. It was, you know, life just said, not this, but this. And, you know, you reach that point of choicelessness, really, where you're swept away in the best possible way. You know, there's no turning back.
Yeah, to talk about liberation is, I know you say in your book, knowing how you want to feel, that's like half the journey to liberation. But why is that so hard for us?
I think clarity of feeling is hard for us because we're trained not to to listen or to follow or to heed our emotions. We could have a debate about emotions, feelings, but whatever. I think it begins at a really young age. It begins when we're babies, when we're crying because we're cold, we're hot, we're hungry, we're scared, and someone says to us, "You're fine."
Yeah.
It really starts there. And, you know, when you get those messages from infancy to childhood, throughout university, throughout your whole life, really, when you get those messages from sort of from the outside, and you've put all this trust in sort of the outside data, it kind of messes with your brain. Your wiring gets screwed up because you're saying to yourself, this is the state I'm in, this is my reality, but someone's telling me I should feel differently, that I should do it differently, that I should want that dream, that this formula is what should make me happy. And so it's like very confusing. I mean, this is where we, you know, you get into the hero's journey, all that confusion, and you have to make those choices in the dark. And then you know, and then, I mean, we could do a whole show just on the educational system. It just beats that instinct out of us.
I so agree. Danielle, I'm looking at the clock and I see that we're heading for a break, but I love to continue this this conversation. And everybody who's listening, we have Danielle Laporte here talking about her upcoming book, The Fire Starting Session, A Soulful and Practical Guide to Creating Success on Your Own Terms. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now, in this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today we have the honor to talk with Danielle Laporte, who's talking about her upcoming book, The Fire Starting Session, a soulful and practical guide to creating success on your own terms. But before we continue, Danielle, I want to make sure everybody knows how they can contact you if you have certain events to promote. So please share.
I'm everywhere. I'm so easy to find. DanielleLaporte.com is where I live. The book is there. If you order the book now, you get all sorts of treats, note cards, tattoos, all that kind of stuff. And you can find me on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I am plugged in.
And can you say your website again?
DanielleLaporte.com.
DanielleLaporte.com. Okay, well, I would certainly say to anyone, this book has warmed my soul and lit my fire, and it's something that if you want to bring out your purpose in a bigger way, like what you were talking about, you know, you can't deny your call anymore. You know, I would say read it. But Danielle, before the break, we were talking about, you know, why it's hard for us to feel, but that's so important because it, you know, it brings us to our liberation. And why is our liberation so important?
Well, what are your choices, right? It's feeling free, and, you know, freedom doesn't necessarily mean easy, but I'll take liberation over over the alternative any day, which is... Yeah. You know, stifled, repression, heaviness, you know, all those things that we experience in varying degrees, from, like, you know, gripping to just, you know, the nagging. So I want to be free in all that I do. It makes for, you know, better love. It makes for more prosperity. You know, when you're in that place of liberation and really showing up as who you are, you sleep better at night. You don't have to rehearse everything you're going to say before you go into a meeting. You're not as oriented towards the past. Things don't fester as much. There's, you know, you create life in the presence. You're not reacting to life. You're in front of it. You're with it.
Well, you have certainly something to say about easy, what I found liberating, like, you know, easy, let that be your compass. And
My philosophy with easy is that, you know, if you ask yourself a very simple question, what would your life be like if you only did what was easy? What would your life be like if you only did what was easy? And for most of us, that is sort of confusing. It kind of trips us off, like, really?
Yeah. Oh,
you know, I'd be lazy, I'd be a dilettante, I'd be a sloth, I'd get nothing done. You know, I'd just be a big slob. And the answer is no. If you did, let me define easy. Easy is what comes naturally to you. Easy is your second nature. Easy is your true strength. Easy is where you feel alive and vital. And when you come from that place, the irony is that when you choose what's easiest for you, because it energizes you so much, you can be of more service to other people. It actually makes you more productive and useful.
You know, it made me think, because one of the things that I am doing, I do these Monday morning soul card readings, and I publish them to my email list. And that's actually the easiest thing I've ever done, and it's the most popular thing too. And the things I work hard on, you know, you get them out and you put enormous hours in it. And it struck me when I read that, I thought, well, if there's anything easy to me coming, then that's certainly that. And it takes the least time, I get the most inspired. And I think it's true, but we don't have the beliefs in the right place, right? Like, we think you got to work hard and, you know, put all these hours. So how do we shift to that?
You make tough choices. It's tough when you start working that easy muscle, because you have to do the uncomfortable work of saying no, No, thank you. That doesn't work for me. I know, you know, I know you think I might be slacking off, but I'm going this way. That doesn't inspire me, so I'm not going to do that project. I'm saying no to that money because it actually feels too hard to do it. Even though the money is great, it's just going to, like, build up a lot of resentment for me. So, you know, I think everybody should have a stop doing list.
Oh, I love that.
It's not about what you're going to start doing. It's about what you're going to start saying no to.
Yeah. And what about your approach about balance, Daniel? Share that with us.
Oh, it's a mess. Doesn't exist. The pursuit of it is stressing us out. It's more stressful than the actual craving to have a balanced life. I don't know anybody who has a balanced life. Nobody. And the people who I admire the most, you know, who are living full lives and, you know, lives of greatness, have some degree of boldness, their lives are not, they're not balanced. And it doesn't mean, you know, this isn't about being like, it's okay that I'm a workaholic. It's not about that at all. I think the problem with this idea of balance is that we think the various parts of our life need to be sort of equally divvied out. Like, I'm going to give a third of my time to my career, and then I'm going to give a third of my time to my kids and my family and my significant others, and then a third of my time to myself. And we think, you know, everybody gets their hours within the day or the week. And it just never works out that way, because sometimes when you're called, it means your family is second, and they can order pizza. And they're going to have to wait a while. And your love life has nothing to do with what's on your to-do list right now. That really, it's about creating in the world. And that is, you know, that is front and center for you. And other times, you know, what's called for is to completely retreat and do those things that are absolutely about nurturing your soul, whether it's a retreat, you know, extended retreats or you know, full-on wellness programs, or just, like, taking Friday off. Yeah. And other times, you know, it's about your relationship, and that is at the center of everything. So those things need to work, like, in harmony with each other, but not, it's really not about even Stevens.
You know, it makes sense, because I sometimes have these days, and then I'm so inspired to write, but then I can, you know, I become aware that there's a part of me thinking, yeah, but I have to do something else, and then I ignore that, and by the time I want to write that piece, what I want to write, it's gone, because my soul doesn't give it to me at my divine, you know, it's like the divine timing, but then if I don't listen, yeah, it's gone, and then it's going to be really hard work to push something out.
You know, and this brings up the issue of like listening to your muse.
Yeah.
And, you know, my experience, you have to drop everything when she shows up.
Yeah.
Or she stops coming.
Exactly.
And, you know, I remember there was this great interview on Charlie Rose with Neil Young, you know, the kind of rock folk legend Neil Young.
Yeah.
And they were talking about creativity and the muse. And Charlie Rose asked Neil Young, so, you know, say you're at a dinner party in the middle of something and your muse shows up. You get an idea. You hear a song lyric. What do you do? And Neil Young sort of looked at him like, well, what do you mean, what do I do? And he said, you know, of course, I leave the party. I go sit in the bathroom with pen and paper and maybe my guitar if it's nearby, and I capture everything down. Like, I'm responsible of that muse, and you never know. He said, and this really struck me, you never know when she's going to come again.
And do you believe, Danielle, that in the end it is a balance, because then you give a lot of attention, maybe, you know, you give yeah, you're responsible for your muse and you give that attention, and somehow if you just go with that flow, it that's the flow of your life right there.
Yeah, I think what happens is you get this kind of harmony that is beautiful. But again, it doesn't, you know, harmony for some people is, you know, working in seclusion for 40 hours a week. I mean, talk to any writer. They'll tell you they're again, it's not about balance. Talk to any mother. I mean, really. I have some moms say, oh, but my life is balanced. You know, and it's like, no, your life has a rhythm. But, you know, those first years of motherhood are They're completely out of whack. It's crazy what we do, that level of devotion. That's it's a kind of divine insanity.
it's true. You know, I had 5 kids in 9.5 years. And I mean, I love motherhood. So that's a real good thing. I just totally love it. But I mean, we were often saying to ourselves, like, you know, we have 5 kids, so you make these extraordinary choices and you get extraordinary challenges. Yeah, it's extraordinary results as well. But I mean, and then we moved out of the blue without jobs, without just going after a dream to America. And we're here with 5 kids. We're landing here. Nobody speaks a word of English. And we're looking at ourselves, you know, balance. I'm not so sure if that's the case here.
Yeah, that is one wild life.
It is. It is. And then you gotta, you know, you gotta take the consequences. But I see we're gonna head for a break. But we will talk more about balance and why we should aim for passion, as I believe, Danielle, after the break. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
The crowd and plays so loud, maybe it's the guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make.
Do you want to love life as full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information. Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance. And today we have our special guest, Danielle Laporte, who talks about her upcoming book, The Fire Starting Session, A Soulful and Practical Guide to Creating Success on Your Own Terms. So for everyone who's listening, Danielle, will you share where people can contact you and find you? And I know also on your website, you have great free gifts.
Yeah, I live mostly at DanielleLaporte.com. You can find me on Twitter at Danielle Laporte, and you can find me on Facebook. If you just do a search and Danielle Laporte, author, I'm there. Website, I write about consciousness, livelihood, love, forgiveness, all of it, with a pretty pragmatic, edgy approach. And when you come and subscribe, there's all sorts of treats. You get worksheets and great questions about what you really desire, strategic dreaming. You know, I think some rich mind insight for you. So it's all there. Come get it.
It's all there. Come get it. I wholeheartedly can tell you I did it, and it's fantastic. Danielle, before the break, we were talking about balance, and you say aim for passion, not balance. Mm-hmm. What can you say about that?
You got to have it. You got to have it in your life. And it doesn't mean, you know, there's lots of discussion now about quitting your day job and trying to make money off of what you're passionate about. And certainly that's awesome. That's ideal for a lot of us. It's how I make my living. I'm on fire with what I do. However, you know, not everybody's passion matches up with how they're going to earn their living. So that's fine. I mean, you can have a day job that's like, meh, it's okay for you, because it's providing you the means to send your kids to college, which is what you're really passionate about.
Right.
The bottom line, I think, is that somewhere in your life, you've got to have that fire going. Because if you don't, you know, really, you're just, you're kind of asleep. And I think it's a life half lived. It's the old saying of, you know, you will die with your song unsung, your music still inside you. So, and, you know, then the next question then becomes, well, how do you find your passion? I think most of us actually know what it is. We've just been talked out of it. So I think, you know, just believing that on some level you do know, will help you get to it sooner than later. And then you just have to try things. I think any decision, almost any decision, is better than no decision. You have to keep moving, because even if you start off with something you don't like it, or you fail, you'll still be further ahead. Everything, I believe, is progress.
Right. And does your passion, would that always translate in earning a lot of money?
No.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And it can, it often does. I think the more passionate you are about something, the more earning potential you have. But, you know, your passion may be to join the nuns in Calcutta, and that is not about material prosperity. Your passion may be running a nonprofit or you know, working in a private school, an alternative school with no funding, and that may fill you up and be just fine. But I would say, I think, you know, channeling your passion into something that doesn't have a lot of, financial earning potential, I think still helps you prosper in other areas of your life. Because when you're really lit up, you will attract abundance in other forms into your life. So you can do things that are, you know, low-earning jobs but high on the soul factor. And it could attract, like, an inheritance or great air mile points or a great place to live or friends who can help you out. I think there's other ways to generate the kind of financial ease in your life.
Right. For everyone who's listening, I mean, everything we talk about, I mean, Danielle writes in her book about this. It's all things that I picked up from reading. So as we're talking here, there's all this wisdom also in Danielle's book. You also write about, you know, you love crazy ambition, but what is the practical, you write about the practical approach in your book about that, Danielle.
The practical approach.
Response to that.
To the passion?
Yeah, that crazy ambition.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I've seen happen so many times is people saying, I'm going to launch this project, I'm going to get this job, I'm going to pull off this big thing, and everything else in my life is going to stay just the way it is. And it doesn't work that way. I've never seen it work that way. And this goes back to that sort of boldness that throws things off kilter. So I actually don't think that you can have it all. I think you need to make some tough choices before you commit to making a big accomplishment. And sometimes those tough choices are saying, like, look, you know, I'm not going to be able to do yoga every day because I've got 6 weeks to really make this happen. Mm. And sometimes it's like, not everybody's going to get a birthday card for the next 6 months because I'm really committed to this. And, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, it's saying to your family, like, you're good. You can take care of yourself for now. But I think, you know, getting really clear at the beginning of something big about what it's going to take to pull it off, really helps, you know, free up both the energy and the wisdom, just the good thinking intelligence to do just that, to pull it off.
Yeah, I mean, you truly are an example how you listen to that inspired, you know, to your muse or to the fire of your soul, and you go with that. Has that ever pissed somebody off?
Oh, sure. I don't think you can really fully show up without polarizing some right. situations, and you're going to piss some people off, especially if you're going to be public about yeah. what you do. And, you know, like any writer, a great writer will tell you, you can't please everybody. You can't walk the middle line with your opinions.
No.
So yeah, you know, when you decide to make every day a work of art for yourself and really put it out there, you're going to have to make some tough calls. Some people are going to get their feelings hurt. You will disappoint some people. I mean, there'll be lots of people who don't disagree with, or who don't agree with you. And that's part of it. And sometimes, you know, someone will perceive you as being one thing when really you're this, you know, what you're doing is the most loving thing you can do. So I don't know who said this, but, you know, what you think of me is none of my business. I think there's a lot of truth to that. You cannot control other people's perceptions
no.
of how you walk your talk, but you still gotta walk your talk.
Is that like you toughen up along the way? In the beginning, it's like, whoa, and then you get used to it?
Yeah, I think you do. Well, let me just double think that. Yes, I think you do. I think you get a little bit, you get stronger, that muscle builds, and getting criticism is never fun. Like, I still don't like getting it myself. I mean, I write about it in the fire starter sessions, about how to handle, the whole chapter on how to handle criticism. But, you know, as someone who's, you know, I'm public, I have a profile, and I put my stuff out there to tens of thousands of people every day, I'm going to get some pushback. Someone on Facebook is going to think I'm a jerk. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, you know, you can get 100 fantastic yeah. emails and fan letters, and you get one jerk.
Yeah.
And that jerk kind of will throw you off for like yeah. a good 15 minutes. You're like, oh,
yeah.
I can't believe they said that. It's and true. Then you go, I mean, it gets easier to move on. But you still affect it. No one, it's never fun to have crappy things said about you.
Yeah, it's true. I had this little video and there were all these, you know, good comments, and it's exactly what you said. There's one person, negative person, and that was the first one I read. I mean, it was crazy. Like, oh, ooh, yeah, okay, don't take it personally. But yeah, it's probably human, you know, you feel your emotions and then you give it a place. But we're heading to a break, Danielle, everybody who's listening. We're taking a break, and when we come back, Danielle Laporte will share more about her book, The Fire Starting Session. And stay tuned with us. We'll be right back.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have the honor to talk with Daniela Ports, who talks about her book, The Fire Starting Session, a soulful and practical guide to creating success on your own terms. And Daniela, let the readers know how they can connect with you and get all these fantastic free goodies when they're on your website.
Website, DanielleLaporte.com. I'm on Twitter, at Danielle Laporte. You can find me on Facebook. I'm everywhere. Facebook, just do a search for me and look for my author page. And the book, The Firestarter Sessions, you can pre-order it now. It comes out April 17th. So pre-orders have been happening for months, and it's flying, which is great. And then on, as of the 17th, you go into this old-fashioned thing called a bookstore, and you could take it off a shelf and pay for it and leave. Lots happening. DanielleLaporte.com.
Lots is happening, and I can only say, you know, if you want to fire start your soul and get on with your dream, you know, look into this book. I have it. It's fantastic. Danielle, you talk in your book that it's very important to be a giver. And I want to read this little, you know, you have in this book all these little kind of blurbs. And it's so precious because you are such a beautiful writer. You mind if I share it? I call it a poem, but it's just, you know, one of the parts where you know, have a little square around what you wrote. So do you mind if I read that for the...
No.
Okay. Yeah. Daniela Port, she writes, "Just be the giver. Please, be the generous one, the mentor, the advisor, the motivator, the donor, the donator, the one who cares. Find a way to make what you do matter for more people or matter for one person. Give someone a break. Give someone hope. Make a promise. Keep it. Over-deliver. Open the door of opportunity. Open your wallet. Open your heart. Take out the love and hand it to someone." It is beautiful. Why, can you talk a bit about that? Why it's important to be the giver? What happens when we give?
Oh, you feel sexy. You feel expanded. You feel creative. You feel empowered. You feel connected. And I think, and you get out of that. Any victim mentality you have in your consciousness really starts to dissolve when you move into the giver mode.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I love the thought of, you know, you feel broke, then give some money away. Even if it's, you know, some change to the guy on the corner.
You have a beautiful story about that, actually, Danielle.
Yeah, I was, this was years ago, like in the days of shoulder pads. I had big shoulder pads on, and I used to work in a department store, and I was one of the perfume girls where you walked by and you said, "Would you like a little spritz of the foo-foo?" And every day when I would walk in, I would see this busker, a street musician, who played accordion. And he was French and sang these amazing sort of Edith Piaf songs. And he wore this white blouson. And he was gorgeous. I couldn't take my eyes off of him. And he wore a clown nose. And I just, the humiliation, I thought, for him to just, I'm sure it was part of, you know, his clown artistry and all of that. But I just felt really... struck. I felt sorry for him. And I walked by him for months and could never look him in the eye. And I never gave him any money. I watched lots of people give him lots of money. And then I read about him in a community newspaper, found out his name. He had a family, and, you know, it was clear, like, he needed this money. And then finally, one day, I worked up the courage to give him some money. And, you know, at this time, I usually had 10 bucks at the end of my paycheck, enough for, like, bus fare and a burrito. And I clip-clopped over to his accordion case, and I threw in 5 bucks. And again, I didn't look at him. And I walked down the block, and I turned around the corner, and I buried my face in my purse, and I just sobbed. And I felt so much all at once. I felt incredibly guilty for never having given to him before. I felt poor because I hadn't given to him before. I felt rich because I dropped in that fiver that, you know, I really needed as well. And I just felt like this pain, this sweet pain. And I realized that for myself, that, you know, generosity, giving when someone else is suffering, is really a very intimate act. And that we avoid doing that. We don't give because that intimacy is frightening and because there's pain in that. And, you know, I remembered shortly after that the Dalai Lama's advice, which is give until it hurts. I could never understand that, but I got it. I got it. Give until it hurts.
Give until it hurts. Wow. Yeah. Well, you're giving now again because you have this donation drive coming up. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, a few years ago, I had tea with Eckhart Tolle in his apartment, and it was like an extreme honor and really delightful. And Eckhart was talking about that he was so delighted that the power of now was being read in so many prisons and hospitals. And maybe he should get someone to donate more books to prisons to buy those books, someone, you know, a high net worth individual. And I very sheepishly said to him, you know, kind of like, dude, you have sold millions of copies of books. I think you can handle this. You got this one. And he was delighted, like this light bulb went off. He's like, oh, why? Maybe I'll do that. Yes. And at the same time, I thought, you know, when it comes time for me to put my next book out into the world, I actually didn't have a book at the time. I want to do that. So my publisher, Crown, Crown Archetype, when I ran this idea about them, like, how about we give a bunch of books away? Immediately, I wasn't even asking them. It was just like a concept. They said, we're good for 300 books, count us in. I threw in another 100 books, and then we put it open to charities. So now it's at the stage where you can go and vote for a charity, and we got responses from women's shelters, prison organizations, mental health nonprofits, halfway houses, and you can also donate books. So if you want to buy one book, which we're giving for a wholesale cost now, it's like 13 bucks, you can do that, and we will get it to a charity.
That's beautiful. What do you see happening in say, if it's in the prisons with people when they read it?
Well, what I've been hearing a lot lately is, which I love, people are reading the Firestarter Sessions, and really it's a book that you do. It's immersive. And the response is that they feel like they're further ahead than they had given themselves credit for. And I love that. I love, you know, the encouragement that I've tried to bake into that book is getting to people somehow.
It's contagious, yes.
And, you know, and I love those stories of, like, I'm going to stop undervaluing myself. I'm going to stop undercharging. I'm going to start going for a walk every morning. I'm going to dump the chump. I'm going to take better care of myself. I'm going to go after that dream. Or the stories about, you know, now that I'm it's the process of the Firestarter Sessions is so much about clarity of what you want. I'm loving hearing the stories of people saying, you know, I've been chasing this dream forever. I realize, like, it's not really my dream. It's something I inherited. It's like that came from my mother. And I'm really clear that, you know, I thought I wanted this, but really I want that. And I'm going for it. And I'm going to be really open and public about wanting that.
It's true. I can only, you know, yes, what you're saying, because I read the book. Is there anything, a word of inspiration, Danielle, you want to leave the listeners with? Because we're almost at ending time.
Mm-hmm. What's it going to take? I mean, that's my closing question in the book, and it feels appropriate for now. So, you know, what's it going to take for you, for all of us to bring that joy that is our true nature, you know, as the Buddhists would say, your Buddha nature, to bring that joy that is really you, that is really the, you know, the stuff of your soul. What's it going to take to bring that to the surface of your life, to how you walk through the world? And I, you know, I would suggest that it takes all of us being all of who we are. And when you have the courage to do that, it makes all the difference.
Well, thank you so much, Danielle. Can you say one more time your website where people can find you?
Thank you. DanielleLaporte.com, DanielleLaporte.com. I'm on Twitter, at Danielle Laporte. I'm on Facebook. Firestarter Sessions is here now.
It is here now. Well, thank you so much. And certainly, everyone, you know, go get that book because it starts your soul. You can also get on my website, yoursoulguidance.com. I have created the absolutely free secret soul map to your dream, where you learn how to break through your fears, how to live your calling. There's meditations there. It's a 21-day free training. You can get that at yoursoulguidance.com. And I want to thank again Danielle Laporte for sharing such great information. I want to thank all of you for tuning into Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Wednesday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific. Have a great week and see you next time. Thank you.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or Email Exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.